My name is Owen Thompson, the Local Journalism Initiative. A Toronto retail worker found the elusive One Ring card from the Magic the Gathering and Lord of the Rings collaboration. Magic the Gathering is a popular trading card game that is owned by Wizards of the Coast. In the game's 30-year history, it has been no stranger to rare and expensive cards, with the legendary Black Lotus reaching over $10,000. What separates the Black Lotus from the One Ring is the exclusivity of the card. The Black Lotus, famously, has been reprinted numerous times to give people a chance to own the card. The version of the card that has been found is the only one which has been printed. The card, compared to the other One Ring cards, is written only in the Black Speech of Sauron, a fictional language in the Lord of the Rings novels, in gold font. Before the card was found, a bounty was placed by card shops from around the world. One gaming store in the United States placed a bounty on the card for over $1 million. A week later, a Spanish game store put a bounty on the card for 2 million euros. If purchased for the 2 million euros, the card would be in the top 10 highest-selling trading cards of all time. Jeff McDougall, manager of 401 Games in Vaughan, says that the people on the internet have been live streaming themselves opening packs on the hunt for the limited edition card for weeks. The person who found the card is a Toronto retail worker who has wished to remain anonymous and has used a PR company to maintain their anonymity. They say they bought the Lord of the Rings collector box, which housed the elusive card, on a whim. They had already pre-ordered a collector's box from their local game store, which was set to arrive on June 17th. When they woke up on June 16th, they decided they wanted to open a box. When they went, they picked up two boxes. They say that when they went through the first box, there was nothing special. Six packs into the second box, they stumbled across Isildur's Bane, the One Ring. "I was in complete disbelief," he says. "My hands were shaking and my heart was racing. I know it was a life-changing moment," says the man who pulled the card. He says pulling the card was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that does not happen to people like him, as people with higher buying power were also searching for the card. They say that with their job, they currently live paycheck to paycheck. Obtaining this rare card has let them invest and set up their future, as they intend to sell it. Two grading companies were competing for the right to grade the card. Grading trading cards lets people know the quality of the card itself and adjust their payments as such. The company, PSA Card, graded the One Ring as a Mint 9, which is one off of a perfect score. McDougall says that this card is unlike the other rare cards from Magic the Gathering.
They've only made one of them, really. The Wizards did, like the One Ring. They wanted something unique, so they only made one copy of this card, and they randomly inserted it to the pack and threw out there into the world. So there's only one, is what makes it so rare. The other collectibles, I know, sports cards and a lot of other trading cards have been doing this for quite some time. Like you can get a sports card product where you have cards numbered one of one, and other denominations, it might make 300 or 1,000 or whatever of a card. But for Magic and card gaming in general, this is fairly new. Some other games have kind of dabbled in stuff like this, but nothing really like this before.
The card game is globally popular. In 2021, it made Hasbro, the parent company, $2.1 billion. McDougall says the collaboration has been very successful, with sales being high in the store for the packs. He says that Toronto is one of the major cities in North America for the game.
Oh yeah, Toronto, as the biggest city in Canada, is one of the biggest hubs in North America for Magic the Gathering. Of course, we're going to play second fiddle to a lot of the big American cities, but in Canada, the scene, it's ginormous here. There's a great scene in Montreal. There's a massive scene in Vancouver as well, but I would say Toronto's better.
With an opportunity like this, the Toronto man who found the card does not wish to squander it. They still intend to keep on working even after selling the card. Unlike its novel counterpart, this version of the One Ring is set to better this Toronto retail worker's life.